اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. The revolution triumphed despite immeasurable discord triggered by international writers and orators in the media and through speeches. The most was the condition of the universities, high schools, and educational centers on which the future of the country depends. These centers employ teachers and professors who were fascinated with the West or the East and were absolutely opposed to Islamic culture and to patriarchal values. Among these teachers and professors were, of course, some committed and considerate ones.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, you are listening to Spring of the Truth from iRib English Radio. I am Zainab Musavi, and in this program we try to talk and discuss different viewpoints of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, about modern and classic subjects even, and take those precious words and sentences of him into more thinking and contemplation. Well, on the subject of knowledge and the knowledgeable, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh says that the language of the Quran has great praise for knowledge, which is accompanied by piety. This sentence signifies the great emphasis of Islam and consequently Quran on knowledge and learning. There are several verses in Quran in praise of knowledge as well. And the reason for such a great emphasis is the fact that the more a person learns knowledge and gains comprehension, the better he or she would come to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the magnitude of this fact is so much that the very first verse descended on the Holy Prophet is about learning to read and write. And now I'm talking about the first verse of Surah Al-Alaq, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, or read in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you. And there are numerous other verses in praise of those who know and setting them apart and different from those who don't know. The examples are the 39th verse of Surah Al-Zumar, هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون. Are they equal, those who know and those who don't know? Or another verse, the 28th verse of Surah Al-Fatir, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Only those knowledgeable servants of God are afraid of Him.
يَا رَبَّنَا صَلِّ عَلَى طَاهَ النَّبِي وَآلِهِ.
You know, the point that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is making is that the praised knowledge from the viewpoints of Quran is knowledge accompanied by piety, which means that it must lead to a positive change within somebody's soul. Knowledge in its true and mere sense is good, but when it is put into action, it would be praiseworthy and precious. Well, it seems that the time of this episode has come to its end. Let's just close the program with reading this sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah again. In regard to knowledge and the knowledgeable, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh says that the language of the Quran has great praise for knowledge, which is accompanied by piety. Thank you for listening to us. Hope you all to have a nice day. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say La ilaha